Horror.
Hey, welcome Hi-oh. To Jody Rides a Horse podcast.
Hi-o.
It's the number one horse riding podcast
it
at
really
the comedy
is.
Store.
Yeah, just beat out. I can't think of anybody who would do it.
Ollie Joe Prater, I believe,
Ollie
has
Joe
this
Prater,
number
yeah.
two.
Comedy Store would like you to know that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by the Comedy Store and its affiliates.
Are these too loud, the headphones?
I
turn
know.
Down.
Hold up. Tiny bit. Yeah. Are they loud, Jody?
Is that better?
I'm good.
Oh, okay. It's not. Good. All right. Yeah. Maybe it's just me. I'm everything
very sensitive.
Very, yeah.
What's happening with you? Today?
What's going on?
Don't worry
know.
About that
is
hair.
Mercury,
that
is mercury
hair,
I don't know. Oh boy! I'll stab everybody.
I love when people say
what
that.
Does that even mean? Is Mercury in
retrograde? It means that it's not, but it just you know it means like all your electrical stuff goes down, communications off. Things
isn't that called a
happen.
Blackout?
Yes, that
okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound as cool though when you say
it doesn't,
blackout.
Blackout.
Stephanie Sambari, she used to drive me crazy with that. She's like, "Oh my god, everything's messed up because Mercury is in retrograde." I go, "I don't even know what you're saying. Might as well be speaking."
Yeah.
Japanese.
I think the problem is a lot of these losers, they get scared
okay.
when Mercury's in retrograde because they don't understand a lot of us, shit's just always bad.
Yeah.
There we go.
There
so,
you go.
Yeah.
When you accept that,
yeah.
then you don't have to blame it on the planets.
I don't need to blame other planets.
And bullshit.
Yeah.
Every 365, I can make this terrible.
Yeah. With the full moon or without.
Listen
it's all
to me.
The same
I'm
shit.
That typical girl where I read my horoscope and if it's something good, I believe it. If it's something bad, I'm like, well, that's not fucking for me.
Yeah,
that's not me. That's
ridiculous.
Every other Taurus out there. Like, that's bullshit. Who buys into that? But when they're like, you're going to come into a lot of money and meet the love of your life, I'm like, well, obviously they know what they're talking about.
Finally.
All of the plans.
Finally
they get me. Today's my day, guys. I just want to let you know.
Everybody gets Jody.
Day.
That should be the
come.
Name of your podcast.
Everybody should get Jody. Everybody come and get Jody.
My mom will read. Tell me, well, I think you're gonna have a good month. I'll be like, what? And she'll be like, yeah, I read
well,
your horoscope.
Whole month.
She gives you the month, yeah.
I'll just go, yeah, it's probably not gonna work out. Well, it says it in the paper. Well,
the
Kansas
paper.
City Star says I'm gonna have a good month.
They actually they have known to be been known to hire the top astrologist from DeVry.
I believe that.
Listen, we have an audience that's 100% faith-based. We can put whatever
yeah.
we want in this
oh,
paper.
Oh, great. Perfect.
They love
they
it.
They do. They do love
yeah.
it over there
Kansas
in Kansas.
City Star is all the Kansas shit. City all Star. The rage.
I can't believe it's still in existence. How are like a local paper still in existence? Like
how
you
dare
actually
you?
Get the
Argus Hamilton is upstairs.
Yeah.
Relax.
Oh, sorry.
Because my dad still subscribes too. So.
Does your dad? Does.
Yeah, still reads the paper every morning.
I wonder if my dad does. I don't know if he reads. That got weird. You know what I mean? I'm just saying my dad's more of a gun
guy. Has he ever read?
I don't know.
Did you say he's more of a gun guy?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He just shoots.
They don't go hand in hand. Newspapers
they
and
can
guns.
Actually. You can hold a paper with a gun.
I mean,
right, but even like building a bike, like he would always, there would always be more parts in the box.
Yeah, well.
And he's like, you don't need those. Them Japs give you too much shit in there, girl. I'm
that
like,
makes
that's,
sense.
That's not
it
a
does.
Real thing.
That's a thing, actually, I believe. I've gotten way too many.
I'm positive we need a
chopsticks.
Seat.
I get too many chopsticks when I get sushi.
Chopsticks.
They do give us, the Japs give us way too much stuff.
Yeah, they're over.
Soy sauce is always
it's too much.
In abundance.
Low sodium soy sauce. Come on. Who wants that crap?
Who made that? They should
gross.
Be executed.
That is actually really gross.
Isn't soy sauce just sodium? I'm so
yeah,
confused.
Yeah, just salt. It should be a shaker of salt.
And they
is it
dye it brown or whatever.
Oh, I love the Himalayan salt.
Do you? Yeah, I love the new word.
I can't
that
even
make
it. It tastes the same.
Now they have potato chips with Himalayan salt.
Of course
oh, you
they
can
do.
Get popcorn with Himalayan salt.
You
I'm
can.
Like, yeah.
No, but it was sea salt. No, Himalayan was first, then
it's sea
now
salt.
It's sea now salt. Everything is sea salt. And soon it's
okay.
going to be like semen salt. It's going to be
can't
something.
Wait. Now that, I'm on
that,
board.
Because it is really salty.
As it is,
now
I
if you put it on
chips.
A chip. I know, you suck them dry.
That got weird.
It started in West Hollywood
does
spread. Semen salt.
Semen salt. This is where it started. Everybody wonders why Eleanor and I have such great hair. It's the
oh,
protein.
Yeah.
Is that right?
For sure. Yeah. I use it on my face too. So it's a good moisturizer, don't
what
you think?
In
it's
God's an anti- name, are you guys talking? Are you
No.
Wait a
oh, Ricky. Guys, this is what we do. Innuendos on the Comedy
yeah.
Store podcast, guys. Welcome to the Comedy Store podcast. I'm Eleanor Kerrigan.
I'm Rick Ingram.
And we have the great Jody Miller.
Yes.
I do walk around normally and I'm like, hi, the great Jody Miller. It's weird at Starbucks.
Reservation for the great Jody Miller.
That's my doppelganger. Did you know that?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know how many times we are confused for each other? It's insane, actually.
My favorite
Tell
was
the story.
That
yeah.
lady that came in. I don't know who she was.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the flyer. Tell that
no,
one
No, the flyer is good, but the lady, this lady came in. She's like, oh my God, you're my favorite comic. I'm like, oh, great. And she's like, I'm so excited. Are you going on? I go, yep. That's weird. I'm next. You should come in the OR, you know? And so she came in the original room, and I think I was opening because it was pretty early it was pretty early. And she came in and she sat in the back, and I went on, and she was gone by the time I came back. And I go, I saw her talking to Jimmy Schubert.
Right.
So I go, what happened to that lady? She goes, oh, you're not the one she likes.
That's awesome.
And I go, how did you know? And he goes, she goes, I was waiting for her to do this stuff about, she's got this great bit about her cat. And I was like, no, I've never talked about a cat.
Wow.
A pussy, but not a cat. I'm kidding.
Switched out.
But the lady was horrified, Schubert said. He said he was laughing for 10 minutes because he realized that she thought of
what was going on, yeah.
It happens on the daily usually when we're definitely the same night, but I will just walk out to the patio and someone will scream, Philly! I'm like, Jersey!
And I'm like
don't fucking mix it.
Never. Never fucking like, mess
don't,
that up.
Don't fucking mess that shit up.
Again, this, I always just got the Davy Wester confusion, so.
Oh, yeah. People thought he was Davy Wester.
And they'd be like, dude, I knew you were faking it. And I'd be like, what?
What?
They'd be like, you don't really have cerebral palsy, man. That was for the jokes. So I'm like, no, that's a different person.
Totally different guy.
And he has cerebral palsy.
Yeah, really, so you should feel horrible because you're going to hell.
Oh, my God. That's making you... At least Jody's pretty, like, or
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Let me rephrase
you guys...
that. At least Jody can stand up and
and walk
and stand straight and
no hobbling.
Oh my God!
No, we had Davey on. It's his birthday today.
Is that right?
Happy birthday!
Yeah. What a dork!
Or just passed, or something.
He's probably
like that.
In Lake of the Ozarks right now, just crushing at a dive bar.
Yeah, what he does, man. He's hilarious.
Tell him, though, this was the best, though. You were so, when you sent me this,
I
actually couldn't believe it.
I was headlining in Arizona for the Laugh Factory, and they put all my information.
All of her information, her name, everything.
Everything you can think of, blood type, all of it was there.
Pretty much.
But Jody's picture.
My picture.
On the website, everywhere.
You sent it to me, and then people were like, are you at the Laugh? Because this is not, like, people were so confused.
How long did they have a Laugh Factory in Phoenix?
Not that long.
Not very long. I performed there once.
After I came, but with Jody's picture, they thought
Jody's
was coming.
She actually held it up the whole time while she did her set with my picture.
They came out to see me thinking I was Jody, and they were like, no.
So just like that lady. It was a room full of that lady.
Yeah. The truth is I'm also pretty filthy, I think. And people don't, I don't know why people
I don't know if you're as aggressive.
Yeah, I think it's an aggression.
Maybe.
Yeah, because you come off
hilarious.
Nice. You're hilarious. I'm just saying. Like,
I like your aggression.
Yeah, I come off kind of angry. And then they're like, Jody's so nice. Like, what happened to her?
But she talks about fucking younger guys. It's way nicer.
Whoa, I like that. Look at you. Is that a new thing you're talking about?
No, it's been going on for a long time.
I know it's been going on, but I didn't know you were speaking of it.
I'm talking of it specifically only because the older we get, it's getting weirder now that I'm still sleeping with younger guys.
How young?
Like 27.
Eight?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Eight.
10. 10.
Double digits.
Exactly. Let's not push it. You got a little boy. Look what I have in my van. I don't drive a van. I would never drive a van. No, like a 27-year-old, which doesn't seem like when you say, you remember like 27, but I'm a lot older than 27.
Right.
And now it seems a little weird. Like, it's a little creepy. Like, I'm closer to his parents' age than I am to his age. And that's weird.
But guys do it.
Like, now I'm also fucking his father.
That's a smart move. It's important that way. Breach that gap and give the father and son something to talk about.
Well, they should, obviously, compare notes.
They have to. I mean, that's the only way to bond nowadays, I think.
Yes. It's an activity they can do together, but separate.
Yeah, it's Father's Day.
Take your kid to work.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I'm fantastically disturbed at this point.
I hope so.
But yeah, I mean, dude comics. I mean, I was about to say dudes in general, but dude comics do that all the time.
All the time, and it's not,
though. That's a double standard.
Yes, it is, though. It is, because if you saw a guy in their 40s dating a girl in their 20s, that would seem complete, especially a comic. That would completely, that wouldn't even, like, phase you at all, correct?
Nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
But for a woman, it's, I mean, actually, no, I get the, you go, girl, like, it's a congratulations, which is fine, but also it's like, why is it like that? You're not really, are you congratulating men?
They do it to men, too,
I guess
though.
They do, but secret. Oh, yeah. But like, out loud, people are like, when they see me, they're like, yeah, you're like, girls will just be like, are you hitting that? Like, they'll just point and be like, yeah, you fucking that. I'm like, yeah. Then I, like, fuck them in public. It's weird.
Smart.
Perfect. I mean, that's how you gotta do it. But, like, my, I had a friend, he was dating a girl 25 years younger than him, and I was like, that's terrible. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And
that's
then he was like trying to defend it. And I was calling him the CEO of the Double Standard Hotel because he got mad when I said, how about if I hook my older sister up with your 25-year younger son? What would you think of that? He's like, that's disgusting. You can't do that. And I'm like, see? Yep. It's the same thing.
Yes.
What if you looked at your son and he was dating a woman that was 25 years older? And then after a while, he was like, you know, I like older women.
That's, like, yeah, that's how he comes back. He's like, I like
but
older
for
women.
If he was dating a 25-year-old woman, she would have to be 75.
Well,
like, that's
some 75-year-old women.
Do you
are
think
hot.
A 50-year-old man would date a 75-year-old woman?
I mean, it's bound to happen. Isn't that what the president of France does?
Oh, is he a gold
oh,
digger?
Oh, yeah. No. The president of France, his wife is, yes, a 20-something year old. Yes.
She was his teacher.
She's way older. She's, I think she's 19 years older than him.
Yeah.
They've been married a very long time, though.
And then, because I remember the deal was when Trump met him, there was, he made some comment
an
about
how. An extra fist pump, like, you go, boy.
Yeah, he said something to him like, she's very fit or something. And
oh, my God.
Like,
oh, that's the worst.
People were like, that's so
fit.
Inappropriate that a president would say that to another president.
Yes, that's the most inappropriate thing he's ever said. It's like, she's very fit.
It's like, she might be older, but she's very fit. And everyone was like, oh, come on, Don.
What I'm really impressed with is that you two know. One, who the president of France is.
Macaroon. Someone, I think.
Isn't that a
something
cook?
Macaroon.
Yes, it's something like that.
Yeah.
I do know that his wife is older, and I feel like I know that only because I started sleeping with someone much younger. And
so
I
you Googled who else does this
you
shit.
Yes, exactly.
Jody.
How it works, what's going on here. Carol Burnett, her husband, I believe, is like 25 years younger than her, too.
Whoa. I didn't
so
know.
Just
look
saying,
at Carol.
Yeah, I know. Well, she got in there. No, wait, not Carol. I'm sorry. Mary Tyler Moore, before she passed. That
oh,
her
okay.
husband was 25 years younger than her, and they were dating him on time. Here's the thing:
who gives a shit?
Honestly, it's that. It's like I don't really care. I don't think it's gonna. It's obviously not gonna be a long term commitment thing, only because he's in a different place in his life, as he should be. He should be enjoying his 20s.
Yeah.
I'm ready for something else. You know what I mean?
I'm
ready
for
a guy
nothing.
With a savings account. So.
God, aren't we all?
Right? Even Ricky's looking.
I'll take it.
Now, you've been married for how long now?
It'll be 5 years in
I can't believe that.
July.
Why? Like, honestly, where does time go? Like, every time I walk in here, I still feel like it's
the
insane.
Same.
It's
it
exactly
stays the
it
same.
It stays the same.
Yeah.
Just
sometimes
the
characters change a little bit, but for the most part, it stays. What year did you how long have you been doing comedy?
I've been doing comedy 21 years.
Whoa.
And
wow.
I took years off in between to concentrate more on like sketch and improv, so I was only doing it like maybe once a week or once every other week. But I've been past here now. I believe it is 10 years. It's been 10 years. It's been.
That you've
almost
been past.
That I've been past.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem like that at all.
Yeah.
I'm
at 15 years as a paid regular.
Is that crazy? Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit. I've almost been from birth to graduating high school length being a paid regular at this club.
Right. It's crazy.
And have nothing to show for it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm still in the opening spot. I still have the vagina spot.
Oh, my God.
I still have the spot that Tommy was like, yes, the vagina spot, the V spot. He's like, this.
Who started that, Pulaski?
I think she did. Yes, absolutely. Who was
we got the vagina spot.
The vagina spot.
It's either the opening or the
very, very end.
I got the vagina spot for like 3 years.
The opening.
I was always
opening. What happened
to your
vagina?
Yeah, and then apparently... I believe Argus gave the report that I was not following vagina spot protocol.
Yeah. If you can't curse, you can't do it. There's a lot. He gets
I apparently can. I've passed it even though I swear and I talk about vaginas.
Yeah.
But you do swear? But
again, yeah, it's friendly, yeah. though.
Oh, okay, maybe it's friendlier because he didn't like mine I got pushed to the back.
I think he likes the kiss we do after when I
Oh, yeah.
Him.
That'll sell it.
Oh, I like Damn. This. Yeah. yeah. See, Rick and scared. I, our was, tongue isn't as strong.
Rick wasn't real. Rick was actually, Rick
I,
was,
went
I heard
it.
He was too aggressive. Rick
Way
was too aggressive.
Argus, he.
Like hand behind the like neck.
Yep.
yep.
He complained when the Me Too stuff started. He
well,
just
obviously.
Said, Rick Ingram, you know, he did
with
his
you
thing.
Guys have kept it pretty quiet, though. So,
for the most part,
I think he
quieter.
Thought it was weird because I'd always do it as Argus. So it was drunk Argus aggressively. And I call him Mitts, which I know he wasn't a fan of, but the tides have turned, I used
they
to say.
They really have.
So funny to see that. Like, hey,
hey Mitts. Okay. All right, Rich.
Oh,
that's
my
a
God.
No.
Oh, yeah, he always calls him Rich.
That's hilarious. Oh, my God.
So, wait, 21 years ago when you start, like, who did you start with? Who were your...
I was in New York, so I didn't start with
anyone. Oh, awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, but still. Who
This is... I don't... Here's the thing. My story... I'm sure I'm not the only one that has this story. I never wanted to be a comic. That was not my thing. It wasn't on my agenda.
Same.
I was doing musical theater in New York and acting. And I gave up musical theater really because I was tired of jazz hands. And I also, I was selfish. I had just gotten out of college. I wanted a drink. I wanted a party. It was my early 20s. And you can't go on auditions for musical theater
right.
for, you know what I mean, hungover. And I booked my very first role in a soap hungover. And I was like, film and television, here we go. So yeah. This is my life. So that's all I really wanted to do was film and television. I had really small roles on the only shows I had. Like I was on the first season of Sopranos. I had like one line that I forced myself to get in like a club going, like a club scene. I actually said something. And for continuity, they kept it in and then they had me keep doing it. It was just basically, can I get in? It was something like that. And I got like a line on Law and Order. You know what I mean? And then I was like, I'm going to do film and television.
Yeah, and New York used to have a lot of little roles like
little
that.
Tiny roles. There was a lot of people. I was literally walking from casting office to casting office,
yep.
handing my headshots. Like, that's how it worked. So I was with a school in New York. I came out to LA on a week of like auditions where you do your dramatic and comedic monologues.
And oh my God, it just
so
gave me anxiety.
Flashbacks, right? It was a lot of anxiety. And I remember being in a room out here in LA doing a monologue or doing a scene for a casting director who was clearly getting paid to be there and didn't want to be there. But he stopped me and he said, do you do comedy? And I was 24 and I was like, I can do anything. And he was like,
I do
no,
like drinking.
I do
so.
I like to do anything. Yes, I do. I spray tan. I do it all. He's like,
I have sunning in my hair now. What?
I did, actually. I was Jersey Blonde for sure. He was like, you should do comedy. You have really good timing. And I swear to God, I was like, what's timing? He's like, that's timing. He's like, go take a class or do something because you should, that's the field you should be in. And he forgot about me, clearly. And I came back to New York and I was like, I'm going to take a class because that's what we do. I took a class. And at the end of the class, I did 5 minutes at Stand Up New York.
Oh, wow.
And I remember I had already performed on stage for so many years of my life. I've been performing on stage since I was like 10, like singing. But I was so nervous. I was like, I can't go on stage. Like, I just remember like that. You know, remember your first time?
That
you're just
fear.
Like, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. They called me up. I truly believe the comedy gods bless you when you get up there. It was a great
the
set.
The first time?
The first time.
Yeah.
They were like, you had the balls to do it. Good for you. I got off. I was like, oh my God, this woman, Deirdre Sullivan, who worked with Sunda Kronquist, who's now at the Laugh Factory. Deirdre came right up to me and she's like, you're really fucking funny. I run a show Thursday nights at Don't Tell Mamas in Restaurant Row. And I said to her, this is how I thought it worked. I go, oh, no. I just had to do it once for this guy in L.A. Like, I thought you do it once you put it on your resume and that's it. I had no Smart. Idea.
That's
and
amazing.
She goes, okay, I'll see you Thursday. And I'm like, what? Like, I couldn't believe I had to do it again. I was actually annoyed that I had to do it again. So I kept doing it in New York. And then I got into improv, which I loved. And they went sort of hand in hand. And then I moved out here. But when I moved out here, too, I was doing it, I was doing it a lot continuously in New York, like on a weekly basis. And then I moved out here and I was like, that's it. I'm done. That's a part of my life. I'm really going to concentrate on acting because I was really only doing it to further my acting career.
Yeah.
And I was out here maybe 2 weeks. I went to some club in the Valley. They were doing a comedy show. The guy who ran it was like, I remember you from New York. I just moved out here. You want to do 5 minutes? I hadn't done it in probably like a month or two. I was like, all right.
Of course she's getting all these
yes.
spots. People are killing her.
Yes, exactly.
Spots.
And that's
fucking
what
women.
Honestly,
oh.
but it's
God
true.
Damn
I feel bad.
Hashtag me too.
I know. Like everybody right now, like, fuck that bitch. I went up. I did it another 5 minutes. Same thing happened. Somebody came up to me. They're like, really funny. I want to book for a show. Here's the thing. I was so not grateful and appreciative of what was working in my life. I was doing that, like, staring at the door that's closed and not paying attention to the window behind me that's open.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to be an actor. Like, why won't anyone? Like, I was fighting stand-up. Like, people kept booking me, and I was getting more and more angry. Like, why can't I book an acting role?
That's the secret.
The secret is not wanting it.
I want something else.
That's exactly what the secret was. But one day I did wake up and I was like, you know what? Why am I pushing this away? So I changed my status from an actor who does comedy to a comedian who can act. And then once I was like, all right, I'm going to do this. I've really gotten to like all the aspects of it. And if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have gotten into writing.
Yeah, because you write a lot.
Yes.
Did you have a book out?
I have five. Jesus. It's a book series. Yes. And I had a one woman show. And then I just finished, you know, season one of Funny You Should Ask, where I was, you know, the head writer, which is like, I couldn't have imagined that.
Funny Chefs?
Funny You Should Ask.
Funny You Should Ask.
I was like, what's Funny Chefs?
All of a sudden, she got excited and said it so fast.
Yeah. Funny You Should Ask. I talk really fast.
Funny You Should Ask is on what channel is that on?
Here it's on, because you
perform and write.
I am on it, yes, as well. And I write. It's syndicated, so it depends where you live. In LA, it's KCAL. It's on at different times. It's 5 days a week.
That's great.
It is great. It was one of those things, again, where you sort of fall into it and you're like, oh, this is cool. There was only six of us when we started, like me, Dwayne Perkins, Ben Morrison, Greg Wilson, you know, Jeff Keith. We did it and we're like, okay, what's going to happen? And we shot a pilot and then like five episodes for the pilot. And then we get a call. Oh, you're picked up for 131 episodes.
That's amazing.
Damn. That's awesome.
Yeah, and when we just wrapped season one on Friday, I'm now on hiatus, but at the end there was 25 of us.
And you guys have had amazing people on there.
Yeah, Howie Mandel.
Howie does it a lot.
Louis and John Lovitz are regulars. Howie was on a lot. Vivica Fox, Tiffany Haddish, Tim Meadows is on a lot. Billy Gardell, Bill Engvall.
How does the show work?
It's exactly like Hollywood Squares. So there's six comics. Oh, okay. There's six comics, two contestants, and the host. And basically, the writers write trivia facts, and then a joke with it, and then there's an answer. So it's a true or false or a short answer. So, you know, I would say, you know, iguanas can only reproduce one time a year, and then the joke is, yeah, they suffer from erectile dysfunction. Ha ha ha, ha. And then you'd say, no, actually, that's true. They can only reproduce one time a year, and then the contestant has to say, yes, I think she's right or wrong, or he's right or wrong. And then either right or wrong. So it's exactly like that. So as writers, it was a lot of writing when we first started. You know, it was 25 facts. And, you know, you write the questions and you have to research it.
It is a lot.
It's a specific voice because I didn't think I was going to be able to do it because it's very TV friendly, like family friendly. In between puns and not puns, but it's a very specific voice. You're writing for other people.
Right.
It has to translate to middle America, which, you know, our studio audience is totally different than the audience at home.
Right.
So it was definitely, you have to adjust your voice to fit the voice of the show.
Oh, definitely.
But sort of keep your own flair, like everybody added a little something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, I think I saw one or two clips with you in it and Natasha Leggero. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
Natasha's on a lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she's so pregnant.
Oh my God. She was
so
literally 2 weeks before. But then she came back. She popped that baby out and actually called and said, I'm ready to come back 3 weeks after that kid. And she was back on that stage.
Well, she didn't want to have that kid. I'm kidding.
Moshe's dream.
Moshe forced her to do that. He's like, look, we need a baby.
I saw him. She brought him up like maybe a month and a half ago or month ago or something. And she ended
brought
talking
him up on stage?
Yeah, she was right before him in the main room. And she closed her set talking about, you know, how annoying the baby is or something. And then she brings up Moshe, and he's like, "Yeah, that's my wife." And
talking about her child.
And if you kids guys couldn't back. Tell, I spend a lot of time taking care of that kid.
That's
and I just started laughing.
Hilarious.
Like, at least I'm not the only one.
That's really, really funny.
She put this picture up of him sitting there on his phone with the baby, and he's got like his elbow holding the bottle up. And I'm like, oh boy, between the two of them, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my God.
You figure out ways.
Yeah, that baby is going to be in therapy. Let's just start the therapy now. Just start baby therapy now. You know what I mean? Just like, just
totally
coming
worth
in.
It. Yes. I've been in therapy since I was 6 days old.
But I feel like, yeah, I'm getting somewhere. Yeah. I'm actually making leeway.
Yeah.
A couple trigger words I have.
Mommy and daddy.
Bedtime.
Two triggers.
Bedtime.
Triggers.
That's the biggest trigger
Baba,
in my house right now.
Baba is...
his daughter is like a genius. Rick's daughter
How
is
old
genius.
Is your daughter?
She's almost two now.
That's insane.
But she's... Yeah.
She gets time
well, in case
change.
I ever say congratulations.
Oh. Thanks.
She gets time change. She won't go to bed unless it's dark out. She's like looking out the window like, the sun's out, buddy.
So
I'm not going to bed.
Yeah, I used to be able to put her to bed at like 7:30 to 8, no problem. But now that it's summer.
So you got to get blackout curtains.
Oh, that's good.
Just changed, yes.
What was that?
It's like we're on a planet and our ears popped.
Back.
Yeah.
Our problem is our house has a skylight.
Oh.
And so we looked into... what it would cost to put in something that basically has a curtain or like...
Yes.
But the only way you can do it is if you put an electric slide and it's like thousands of dollars.
That's...
Or
you can just drug your child.
Also
you
a possibility.
Just, what's that?
Drug your child.
Okay,
give
I like
a little,
that.
Little drug, little Xanax.
Okay.
And then just...
There you go.
She'd start abusing.
Yeah.
Well, two-year-olds do. They really hit it hard.
Fingers crossed.
What are you doing? Are you cutting that up?
Are you snorting that? What's going on over here? Are you rubbing that on your gums? What is going on?
The coffee table's all cut up because you guys are chopping it.
She always tells me, I go, why are you picking your nose? You have a booger? She'll go, no, booger free.
Oh,
booger free. Kids are they are the cutest thing.
Kids do say the darndest things.
They do.
Bill Cosby's right.
He's always
been right.
Right
on a lot of things.
I can't think of a single thing he's ever done incorrectly.
Really?
Just family friendly.
Quiet, family friendly. I like him. I brought him up in an interview today. I had a meeting and I just was like, people were asking about what comics I like.
Right.
And you have to be honest. I watched Bill Cosby himself.
It makes me so angry.
Yeah.
Makes me angry.
I mean, I'm not saying I condone but we did watch Bill Cosby
loop. It makes me angry because what he did for comedy and for like sitcoms as well,
he
changed the face on two different levels of comedy. And he will now be remembered for this. And it's horrible, disgusting. Like, it's really, you know...
Yeah.
I mean...
A horrific, unforgivable thing. But as a comic, you look at that and you're like, it makes me angry because you should be... you've changed the face of comedy in so many ways. You kept it clean. You were doing 2 hours of clean material that was amazing and relatable. And then you did this sitcom that was brilliant and clicked and changed the face of the way we saw... an African-American family. He did so many things, and it's gone. It's gone because of his disgusting, horrible, disgusting behavior. And that, to me, just really, it's really upsetting.
Yeah.
He might be the most prolific raper of all time.
Oh, yeah. We talked about
this. I mean, like stat-wise, you're just like, wow, I don't think anyone else could have gotten away with
gotten
this.
Away and gotten away with it.
That long.
That long. You know what's really upsetting too? And I know that everyone's going to be like, well, it's a thing and he wanted the women unconscious. He could have gotten any piece of ass anywhere at any time pretty much.
Yeah.
And it was more about control and having them knocked out and having that control. And it's like that its own sickness and it makes me angry because just cheat on your wife. Just fuck everyone. Just let them consensually.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? You're Bill Cosby. You're like,
I like how Jody's like, look, don't be an idiot. Just cheat on
your wife. Fuck everyone. Like, you're a monster. Yeah, exactly. Like,
why do you have to take it to the next level, buddy?
Seriously,
just fuck the neighbor.
Exactly. She's begging for it.
Bill.
Do you know how many women, though, I'm sure, were thinking to themselves, he never did that to me. God
never.
Damn it. Yeah. Like, I spent days with him and he didn't do it to me. What, am I not good enough to be drugged?
Was it Raven Simone who? I think it was her.
She's a lesbian.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute.
She gave something right. What I think there had been like 20 people had come out at that point, and she was like, "I don't know. It's hard for me to believe. He never did anything like that to me." And it was just like, "Oh well, but that It's not necessarily
that doesn't mean
the best argument in court.
Exactly. He never did anything.
He would have raped me if he was a raper. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Well,
why did she? I mean, she's real young. That would be.
She was like
a double.
She
would have been. Yeah.
She was like a child on the final season.
Yes,
of
she was
the
Rudy replacement. They always do that.
Yeah.
Oh, when the baby who's cute gets not cute and older, gotta get a new baby.
My parents did it.
In just real life.
Yes,
they're
going
to do it. Your 2-year-old is going to grow up.
She's
going to
grow up.
Not going to be that cute. You better pop out another one.
I know it.
How
old is your little sister that was cuter than all of you that came late?
Hallie is, she's 20 now.
Oh, okay. So she was like a oops baby.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's five of us, but the first four were all within 7 years.
Right.
And then I think I was almost 17 when
the
oops baby showed up.
Oops baby. Whoops.
Oops. It was like, oh.
I didn't know we could still do that.
Yeah, I just remember being like,
I didn't think that still worked.
My parents are fucking, that's
parents
awesome.
Are still getting in there.
Yeah.
They're still doing it, Rick. I hope you know that.
I assume.
I bet they better.
Your parents are still together? That's great.
Yeah. I know.
My mom's dead, Rick. She's dead.
Keep bringing that up. I have a yoga mat. You need it? I'm kidding.
That's like our funniest thing.
I was like, let's go to yoga. I have a mat. I have an extra mat.
She just offered it up to me and Tammy one time. Out of
it was right after her mom passed, and it was like a nervous energy. I was like, I have an extra yoga mat.
Yeah, she just said that to me. As if, like, you know, people give casseroles and stuff like that. Do you want a yoga mat that's already been used about 7 times?
That's not true.
Sorry about your mom.
Never did yoga.
Okay, good. So it was like brand new. The best was Aiko actually gave me. First of all, I was like, you don't have to give.
Well,
me
she's Asian. They're born with extra.
So she gave me a card for this coffee shop that no one's ever heard of. It's not like a Starbucks.
Oh my God, that's right.
It was from like some weird random place in the valley. And she goes, I think it has $2.13 left on it, but I want you to have it. And I couldn't give it back. She was like, no. You have to take it. I was like, okay, I will never use it.
Yeah.
We'll cut up lines of coke
with
it. No, I think I tried to, I jimmied my lock. I locked myself out of my apartment and it got bent and then I threw it away. Sorry, I got
totally worth.
It was actually worth $2.13 because I would have had to call locks.
Yeah, having something to break in the door is always
good. I know. You know, I totally understand
that. She didn't know what to do, so she was like, oh, here goes the
card.
She's so sweet.
People are better people than me. If someone dies, I'm like, sucks. But no one's getting anything from me.
Oh, okay.
That sucks. People die.
But you know what, though? That's, I mean, nobody has the incorrect response, and that's true. I think it's now that I've got, you know, you're in like a dead parent club or you have a loved one who's passed.
Yeah,
you
do.
There's some part of you that's like, now you can be like, I got it. I got you. People, yeah let's talk about the death. Because I'm sure, you know, like all I wanted to do and still probably do, like I love talking about it. Like, my mom's dead. Let's talk about it. Like when people's, like when Sean's mom passed, I was like,
Sean Pulaski.
Like, because we worked together, I was like, let's talk about it. Let's get like deep in it. Like, I don't know what it is. Like,
but it's also a bonding and helps you get through
it. It does help you get through
with other people. I mean, there's some people that take it a little too far and just bring it up every second.
Right.
Like, my friend Corey, she does that all the time. She's like, my husband's dead. I'm like, all right, relax.
Yeah. She is a little intense with that.
How long has he been dead?
It'll be 13 years, July 10th.
Okay, that's enough, Corey.
Yeah.
We're okay. Move on.
He's a very funny comic and he's a great guy and she does have a daughter that looks just like him. So it's, I'm going to say it's not easy to forget.
Of course.
But it is weird how she'll just like.
Did she never remarry?
No.
Someone asked her, she was up here. I want to say it was like a year ago. It might have been longer. I can't remember. But she said something and some guy was talking to her. And then one of my buddies was like, hey, you hooking up with that guy? And she is like, my husband is dead. I go, what? And then she is like, he's dead. And I go, yeah, but they were asking if you're going to hook up with that guy. And she was
alive.
Like, I don't hook up with other people. I had a husband.
Wow.
Like,
yeah, she
needs to hook up with someone.
Yeah, it's almost
let's get Johnny Zapp over here. Yeah. Someone.
It's almost like a shock that never went out.
Right.
Does that make sense? Like
she's
stuck in this time.
She's not
And then I'll never forget Father's Day about, it was the year after. So it was 1 year, I hate to say fresh, but
Freddie
was my best
terrible.
Friend. And nobody laughed harder when people were like, my grandmom died. Freddie would just laugh. Like, that's how he dealt with things. So whatever. So it was like 1 year later, my brother Johnny was visiting with his two daughters and my sister-in-law, Michelle. And they were going to come see me perform because I had like been new. Maybe it was later because I'm doing stand-up only 11 years. So maybe it was like 2 or 3 years after Freddie had passed. Right. But it was Father's Day. And so we were at Dice's at a barbecue. And I'm Johnny and Michelle, my brother and my sister-in-law, were going to come see me perform. And then Corey volunteered to watch the kids. She was like, I'll watch the kids. And then like the day went on and everybody was like, Happy Father's Day. And it made her worse and worse. And she turned into this like zombie for the most part. And she went away from everybody and just sat on a towel and cried and read magazines. And my brother's like, I don't think we're going to see your show tonight, buddy.
Oh, my God. We're not.
That's a perfect babysitter.
We're coming. Yeah, I don't think we're going to be coming. Just leave the kids around someone just sitting on a towel.
My sister-in-law was like, no, we're not going to. We're good.
We're not leaving the kids here. No.
Yeah, we'll wait to see you, hon. Okay. Just so you're fucking crazy.
I remember, though, that first year is fresh, and I definitely wanted to tell everyone. Like, it just kind of slipped out of my mouth a lot. I remember being in Smart and Final. It's not, it sounds like it's a bit, but it's not. It just, I went to pay for something and he was like, we still had plastic bags back then because it was only like 4 years ago. And okay. He was like, do you want plastic? And I was looking at it.
We still have plastic, don't we?
They still have plastic bags. Yeah, but you still got to pay for it. But that time he was actually offering it to me. So he was like, do you want a plastic bag? And I looked at him and he goes, oh, did you? I go, my mom's dead. She died. It just came out of my mouth. And he was like, I'm so sorry. I go, I know. It's, but yeah, I mean, plastic's fine. I don't know why it came. I couldn't. It just was shooting out of my mouth. So here, you know Bernadette Pauly, right?
Yeah, so her, terrific comic.
I love her. And her dad died 3 months after my mom. And we were at West Side Comedy when we discovered it. And we cleared a green room. Cleared it. Because we were like, death. So now it's an ongoing joke whenever we see each other. Usually in front of a group of people, she's like, my father is dead. I'm like, I would react if I wasn't mourning my mother's horrific death. And people
Jesus
just like look at us
Christ.
Because you have to make light of it, and you have
exactly.
to you
everything.
Have to. Everything.
I'm a firm believer.
When people are like, heals.
Yeah, it's inappropriate to joke about. I'm like, yeah, well, why don't you judge how I deal with things, asshole?
Yeah,
bigot.
You just call them a bigot.
Wait a minute.
If there's a mass shooting, I'm talking about it that night on stage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And when people get uncomfortable, I go, hey. Sorry, I deal with things differently than you, you soulless cunt.
What? Yes. Oh, okay. I like
always
that.
Attack.
I mean, you don't have to read my Tinder profile.
Did you? That would be a great
ooh, soulless cunt. Yes.
Yes, swipe. Yep. Yes.
You always get a swipe. You always get a good one.
The latest Indiana school shooting where the teacher, I just talked about this. It happened 2 weeks ago, but here's the best. I mean, he saved all the kids.
He's the college ago. Football player
no.
guy.
He was the, yeah, former football player. You know what his name is, right? Mr. Seaman.
Shut up.
No,
he makes chips?
Yes.
Here's the thing. Anyway, this poor guy, probably, even though yes, he does the chips, the Seaman chips, yes.
Thank you, Yorsey.
Yorsey? Oh, Yorsey Thomas.
He's got a lot of callbacks at Yorsey.
The Yorsey. We're doing the Yorsey hour here.
I just choked on my wife.
He probably has had to live that name down his whole life.
Yeah.
And when I say Seaman was splashed in the papers, like, I was laughing so hard. Like,
oh, my God.
Seaman jumped in front of me, and Seaman was on my legs when I couldn't. I was like, oh, Seaman's been on my legs so many times.
Yeah, I mean, it's in my hair now.
It's everywhere. Yeah. So, I mean, I just, that's like the first time I was like, I just started laughing. I was
it's like
I started
a child
laughing on stage.
That we're so immature.
I know,
it's
so
true.
Immature.
Look, there's a high school in Topeka called Topeka Seaman. And it's like
why
when I was in high school, we'd play against them in sports and stuff. And of course, every time it was like, you know, everyone would do inappropriate chants.
Of course. But why is it Seaman?
I think it's a last like named after someone. I'm thinking
it's probably
and it's not spelled
Mr.
the same.
Mr. Seaman's father. Yes.
I remember we joked about it a lot, and then I had a whore girlfriend in college that cheated on me.
Who didn't?
And years went by, and then I remember my wife was like, "Hey, what's whatever happened to her?" I'm like, "I don't know. I think." You know, she ended up marrying the guy she cheated on me with. So, you know, good for them, I guess. And she's like, I'm going to look it up. And she looked it up and she's like, oh, she's an English teacher at a high school in Topeka. I'm like, which one?
Oh, my God.
She's like, she's a teacher at Topeka Seaman. I'm like, you're damn right she is. That makes perfect sense.
She should be the vice principal.
She should. Just
get CEO. Do they have a CEO in high school?
CEO Seaman.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I just remember always being like, why would you name a high school that?
It's terrible. It's really terrible.
Knowing the other high school kids are going to be like, what?
It's terrible.
Like, did they not think about that? Maybe they don't. Maybe
we're Wichita Jizz High School.
I would go there. Did you know that the nudist group in West Hollywood is named Seaman?
Wait,
California men enjoying
up.
Nature. Seaman.
Where is this? Are they gay?
Yes.
That's annoying.
Well, it's not. No, you don't have to be gay. It's I guess apparently there are a lot of different clubs for nudists that like to go on retreats. And the one that is based out of West Hollywood is called Seaman. I know this because somebody that I coached, that was one of his jokes, and he was a gay man, and he was a nudist, so he would go to different ones in Washington State and all these different places where you go on retreats, and it's a nudist colony. But the one in West Hollywood is named Seaman, California Men Enjoying Nature. Seaman.
Wow.
Like, come on.
Aww,
where do you sign up?
Makes sense. I mean, now Ricky has a summer camp to go to.
Yeah, now you
exciting.
Have summer plans. Would you guys ever go to a nudist retreat?
I'm actually an exhibitionist. I like to be
nude. Are? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you would go?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it'd probably be weird now that I'm married, but I was single, I probably would have.
Really?
I don't see why not.
Well, I don't think it's there. I don't think people go there to hook up. I think it is like genuinely like a lot of very out of shape people.
I think it's probably a lot creepier if you go there to not hook up.
Yes. But also,
I think there should be.
Most of the time, they do it when they're. What do you call it? Older.
Retired.
And not as fucking hot. And
yeah, that's what I mean. I don't think you're going there to hook up. I think you're really going there to just be naked and enjoy nature.
Yeah. Well, right. Yeah. Nobody. I can't do naked and afraid. I'm not going in the woods.
No,
or
I don't
want to
get rashes or shit.
You know what I mean?
And I'm not eating a spider.
I got
spider.
Enough problems. Yeah.
Absolutely not.
So I don't mind. Like, my mom used to literally have to remind me to put clothes on. She would be like, you have six brothers. I know that you're built the same as them, but you've got to put pants on.
So are you walk around naked now at home?
Yes. I'm bad. But I do realize that I probably should have done it when I was younger. Maybe now's not the best. You know, in your 40s, nobody wants to see that.
That's not true. A 27-year-old wants to see my shit. I'm sure 27-year-olds want to see your shit.
There's really not age limits in the minds of guys.
Yes,
they're just like, naked?
I can't walk around. I just don't like it. I don't like being without a bra.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Big boobs, and I feel like
you have big boobs.
Yeah, so they're just
kinda
like heavy.
That's our difference. There you go.
Yeah, I'm like big. I like just strap them down, but like when I'm just walking around with a bra, like and like they just feel like they're in the way. I don't want to be naked. It's just weird.
Oh, what a fucking problem to have.
You know, guys. Like, and it really but no, they're just like really heavy. They're like down to my belly button.
When people confuse you in the future, just are you sure it was me? And then.
I just take my pants off and like, hello.
Yours are perky and they sit up.
Mine are the same size as most men. Like, it's not perky.
Fine.
It's just.
They're up there. You can probably go without a bra and wear those cute tank tops that the girls
Again,
like.
Guys don't care.
They don't care.
I agree.
Boobs?
Agree.
Cool.
I actually got an x-ray because I was having, like, I thought it was asthma. They weren't sure. It turned out to be allergies. But I remember looking at the x-ray and pointing to the technician because I saw like a dark shadow out of the frame of the x-ray. I go, oh my God, what is that? Out of the frame. It was a huge shadow. He goes, oh, that's your breast. My breast was hanging down so low. They were out of the frame of the x-ray. That's how low they hung. And that was in my 30s. Imagine where they are now.
I don't know.
They're
probably
down.
Sitting
I'm blousing
on the maroon carpet.
Yeah, they are. Thank God you changed the carpet.
Yeah.
And it's a little sandy.
So dirty before.
I'm getting rug burn on my nipples as we speak. Maroon.
We've all
that
been
is
there.
Amazing. Yeah, like sometimes I'll tease, like at my mom's house, I'll take my bra off and come downstairs and I'll be like, Mom, don't get mad, but these are out. And she's like, what? What's out?
What's out?
She's like, that's
not very supportive.
No, well, nothing is.
Damn it. These puns just fly out.
Hi-yo. I'm trying to get a job. Funny
Smart.
You should ask.
Smart. Titty puns.
Put all
that's
titty
the secret.
Titty puns.
Titty puns.
Yeah. Oh,
love good titty pun.
Yeah. Who likes Cinnabons? Let's go for titty
puns.
I don't know why that
Tale of Two Titties.
Together.
Yes.
Tale of Two Titties.
Itty bitty titty committee. I mean, there's so many.
I used to do stupid jokes about that when I first started, and then people were writing online like, of course she makes fun of her tits. dumb girl. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, and that's when you decided.
I'm like, dude.
I'm only doing history jokes like Eliza.
Yes.
Oh, yes. It's World War II, yes, actually.
Yes, I do. Oh, World War II. Yeah, I do Korean. She does World War. You know, we cover our bases.
What's funny about that, when she put that out, when she said that out, it was right when I was doing... Well, you've done it before, but I don't know if you know, I do a show called Stand Up When.
Where oh, my God, where yeah. I would love to have you on it.
Shows. And I need to have you back. You would, so it's called Stand Up When.
I'm so glad you brought that up because my brain is dead.
And I definitely, you've always been amazing, and you would as be amazing. I pick a specific year.
Especially because he's a history buff.
I didn't know this. I pick a specific year in history, and all of the comics have to write and perform as if it is actually that year.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's been going really well. It's 2 years now. We're with a production company, but the shows are like sold out all the time.
Unbelievable.
We've done 32 BC. We did 29 AD, and Lachlan was Jesus, and it was one of the best drop-ins ever. Of course, I was like, oh, celebrity drop-in, guys. You know, I had to bump comics, but... Jesus. And he just walked up. He looked so much like Jesus. He's like, what up, sinners? I mean, it was so great. So we're doing... So that... When that article
I did it on
out,
the Titanic.
You did
that
it on the Titanic. We did 1912. Aboard the Titanic. We were all cruise ship comics. And it was
hysterical.
Hilarious. We've done... We've done so many amazing years. I think the further back, the better it is. So this year we're doing 19... This month we're doing 1919, which was the end of World War One. But funny enough... When Eliza did that, when that whole thing came down and she was talking, I'm the only one that makes jokes about World War II. That show I was doing that week was 1945, the end of World War II.
Yeah.
And Sean Polofsky, were you at that show? Sean Polofsky played another Jewish teenage girl who was also in an attic but lived and who also had a diary and was like, fuck that Anne Frank, and read from her diary, and it was hilarious. But she actually made a reference to Eliza about how the Schlesingers were in it. It was very funny.
What did we do? Was it 32?
We did 32 BC.
BC.
The Roman Empire.
Because, and then
the
what Roman happened Empire. Was, because it was at the Improv, Jeff Ross was working yes. on something.
So he came in and did the 80s. In. He did 80s in 32 BC. Which
yeah, he
funny.
Goes,
yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to have to do a little bit of the 80s because he was working on some kind of roast.
For Rob Lowe.
Right. And so he did those jokes. And then I had to follow him and I was like, Jews, right? We're getting rid of these guys. Like, just shitting on Jeff.
Hilarious.
Like, it was so much fun, though. It's like,
really fun.
But it was, he killed. And I'm like, how the fuck am I going to follow this idiot that just came in and did.
But now, when Adam Sandler stopped in, did a guest spot, but it was 69. And I'm now, if someone's like, hey, someone wants to stop in, I go, can you please tell them it's a theme show? Because it does usually, everyone is so in that. Zone.
Oh yeah, you guys do costumes. I mean,
everybody dresses up. I usually have videos. Like we did, I did the Real Housewives of Bethlehem. I also did the Real Housewives of the Civil War, which was hilarious. We shoot mock commercials of things at the time. We just did the stock market crash. We just did 1922. So we'll do like, you know, can't get the blood. You know, did your husband jump off the roof and can't get the blood out of the sidewalk? Like we'll do like funny commercials like that. But it's great because I send the comics. All the information, everything you need to know about that year, and you can actually do anything before that year. Just imagine, like you're a comic, in that year that would be
sort of everything before.
Everything before,
fair game,
totally fair
yeah.
game, absolutely. So, like we did the last one we just did was 1893, which was the first World Fair, and I opened with because like women weren't allowed to talk, African Americans weren't allowed except for Aunt Jemima. So it was funny. We had somebody Vanessa Graddick who was like also had auditioned for Aunt Jemima. She was really funny, but I think I opened with where are my Orientals at, and people just start laughing. I'm like, right, they can't be here either. Which it just
Helen Hung is really
Helen.
Good
oh, she's
at these
on it
too.
This month. Yeah. She's on it this month. She's done it twice too. She's really funny.
I remember when we did the Titanic one. My outfit looked like because the Women's March was the Saturday before, and I was like, I wore the same outfit on Saturday.
Hilarious!
But it was like we're still fighting
the Titanic
for women's rights.
We're still fighting for exactly. Yeah. We keep making jokes. What's really funny is that history hasn't changed that much. And when you make certain references about it, that's what really the audience loves about how different it is.
I mean, because it's the same fights going on and on.
Listen,
over and over
I'm
again.
A straight white male.
I'm sorry.
I'm losing ground every day because of your guys. has his rights. Me and Owen Benjamin are doing what we can to get this society back on track.
Just white knuckling that. Hold
what
on.
Year do you think Owen Benjamin's in? Because
he's about 1945.
Yeah. Owen was supposed to do it, I think, I think 1931, which was a year and a half ago.
He would have loved
it. Progressive.
He actually he was out of town, but Michael Costa also loves to do it.
Michael Costa.
He plays
good.
Those roles really well.
Ranazizi killed it.
He's done it twice. Owen Smith was on the Titanic too.
Yes,
he was really funny because right before I brought him up, I said, because I host it, so I also show a video. So I'm like, in case you can't remember what happened in 1912 because you were too drunk, here's a video. So it's a funny video that literally will list everything, and then I do an opening, like I host and get everyone up to speed. So by the time the first comic comes on, everybody's kind of like,
pretty on
we're
board.
In this year now.
Yeah. Right.
So I said before Owen came up, I go, did you hear the Nabisco company just released the new cookie called the Oreo? It's delicious. It's superior white cream sandwiched by two Negro wafers. And people just lost it. I go, and speaking of it, I go, I actually prefer the wafers more. I love a good Negro wafer. Speaking of this next comic, and it was so funny. He just came in and just rode that train.
And
he's
so laid back.
Oh,
like, okay,
so great.
Okay.
It was hilarious. I think he said something like, I'm supposed to be in steerage right now, but I crawled out to do this set. It was all really, that's what I love about the show, is because it reminds the audience, like, the way we would talk back then, just the things that we would say that are completely offensive and inappropriate now, but back then
it was
normal. And that's why, like, because we were pitching the show, and I always want to remind people, like, I don't want to lose the integrity of the show. I want to remind people what people used to say about other
you know,
religions, races. Like, I want you to remember where we came from and sort of where we're headed. Do you know what I mean?
Where,
like,
we came from and where maybe we might evolve.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
We
yes.
We might. I mean, it doesn't look good right now.
It doesn't
now.
Look good, but yes. So people tend to get
closer. We're trying to get it back to where it was great, guys.
Yes. I mean, when is that going to happen?
When are you doing 1950? Because that's the only time Rick will do.
Do you like the 50s?
I'll do anything.
Well, that's the white.
Yeah,
like,
that's when we started
really
losing ground.
Your hair is a little long now for the 50s. You would be,
well,
you can get
I'll crop
the
top
70s.
It.
Let's do 70. Crop top it.
Let's do 2017. Is that possible?
Ooh. Oh. Do you ever go in the future?
We haven't. I'm going to. That's a little tricky because everyone will obviously have a different version of the future, which isn't a bad thing. I just haven't done it yet. The truth is that, again, like I said, the further back, like we did the Salem witch trials.
Oh yeah,
we did.
I wanted to go to
1779. It's like, you know, Benjamin Franklin, George. The further back you go, believe it or not, even though everybody's historically correct, it's funnier because people don't really. You're just reminded. It's really funny to hear about, like, yeah, I partied with Ben Franklin last week, or I know George and Martha.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the jokes that you would tell now, but kind of like back then. Like
the absurdity of stand-up comedy centuries ago in itself.
Right, it is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you guys heard about the Telegraph? Like anything, you know what I mean? It's just, it's hilarious to talk about that.
Yeah.
So, yes, I'd love to have you.
That's funny.
You would kill it. You would be... really annoying.
It is, to be honest with you, it is
I'll
very,
in a good way.
It's like, very nerve-wracking.
But it's a
you
great
get very
exercise.
It is a great exercise in writing.
As a comic.
Yes.
Because
you're getting all the material, and you don't have to do a lot. Everybody does between 5 and 7 minutes, and a lot of people don't memorize it, but it is a really good exercise in, like, oh, I have to write like as if I'm there, or yes. From
What's
business.
That kid's name? He's so good. He had a scroll.
Yeah, Josh Greenberg. He's a writer,
he's
a sitcom writer. He's phenomenal.
But he had this giant scroll that he took out, and I was like, yes.
It was really, he did something because that was 32 BC, and he's like, have you noticed? So it's 32, and next year will be 31 BC. So it's almost like it's a countdown. It's almost like something's happened. It was really funny.
Like, yeah, he was clever.
He went on before
me, and I was like, oh. Oh boy,
he's very He's a sitcom writer. He's very funny, but it's
of course he is.
It's and the audience is so, like, if you get up there and whatever you do, they usually are really supportive because they know it's not an easy.
Yeah, they're
thing.
All on board. And
they're all on
how
board.
How long have you been doing it now?
2 years now.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Where does the time go?
Seriously, where is the time? Good news is that I don't think I'm ever going to run out of years. I think I'm pretty safe.
I think a lot,
there's
good,
been
I
mean, a lot of years.
Been a lot of years. It's been a lot of tragedy. There's been a lot of years where I'm like looking at the facts and I'm like, it is all death. It is death, plague, you know, well, the witch
the plague years were good. Good
the
years.
Plague years were good.
The Civil War, honestly, was everything I read about. People just died everywhere. It was just death everywhere. Yeah. I think I opened with, and it was packed too. I had this long black dress on that I think was a black wedding dress. And I, of course, I used that. I was like, this is my wedding dress. I've lost three men in the war. But fuck it. I'm wearing this dress. It is my day.
Yeah.
Like, I am getting married. But
nobody has taken this from
exactly.
Me.
No one's taken this day from me. But it's like I've opened a lot of shows where it's been death. And I've been like, I think like this one coming up, 1919. 1918, the flu killed a third of the population, influenza.
Oh, yeah.
So if
that
it's a,
how
like,
the flu shot was invented?
I don't think it was invented that year, but the flu shot, yes, in World War One. What happened in World War One?
They might have died of the flu, but at least they didn't all get autism.
Right.
I
right,
mean,
right.
They're not on the spectrum.
Holtzman screaming about, at least you want a flu shot? You want autism?
What? Really,
but he would always say it wrong. This is the best. Do you get flu shots?
No.
I've never gotten a flu shot.
Every I think I did year. When I was little.
You do?
Yeah.
Every year? All yeah. your life?
No. I started getting them when I got diagnosed with diabetes.
Oh, yeah. I guess that
and now
you gotta...
I do it every year.
Are you autistic? Or
very, very much so. I would, you know, I would
high
say...
High functioning?
Yeah.
I think we're all a little on the spectrum.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I just don't... I mean, what's it called when you just don't like people? Is that autism?
Cuntiness.
They don't make me uncomfortable. I just don't like them.
I think that's normal.
People in general.
Yeah.
This is normal.
Yeah, I think so. That is totally just a normal.
Yeah, it's a normal thing.
I've had people be like, that's kind of autistic. I'm like, no, I just think most of you aren't likable.
Yeah,
no,
that's a fair statement.
Yeah.
I feel all like right. people...
I'm probably good then.
Most entertainers and... people that have to deal with the general public, like waiters and bartenders,
yeah.
usually hate people.
Like, think yeah. about, yeah, where you are and what you do. That's why you
yeah.
hate them.
Yeah.
If you were somewhere else and you were doing something else, you might not hate people.
That's why yeah. I was fired from every waiter job I've ever had.
Really?
And I've had probably 9 or 10 waiter jobs.
You were really fired from everyone?
Always fired. I'd make it like maybe
it's
3 months.
Tell me what they would say to you. What was the go-to, you're no longer working here speech?
I mean, it was always just, you can't.
Hey, asshole, get out of here.
It was almost every time it was, you know, you can't talk to the customers like that. And I'd be like, well, fuck that customer.
Oh, my God.
And then they'd be like, all right, you need to go. And I'd be like, all right. And then, you know, you go do whatever you do. In my younger years, my early 20s, you know, I'd sabotage stuff. I'd go put my nuts in the ranch dressing.
Oh, yeah, that happened at
Islands? Islands in Manhattan Beach.
Nice.
Yep. And then I want people to know that I'm doing it. So then you got to stand in the walk-in freezer with a big bucket of ranch dressing and just wait until someone opens the
and then
door,
fills it, right.
And then you dunk it in. So that way.
But I mean, that's also screwing them. But then you still have to wipe your nuts. You have ranch dressing on your nuts,
or you could just dip it.
Yeah,
you
just gotta find a nice Midwestern girl and.
Oh, that's a nice surprise. Ranch dressing.
Well, hey.
What? That's my favorite.
Do you know how many girls would be sucking on nuts? Do you have a chicken tender out of your ass? What's going on? What else am I going to find?
Do you have extra?
Do you have ranch flavored dick? Yeah, I do.
It's a ball spray.
Huge.
Ranch. I've never had ranch dressing.
It's so really? Gross.
What?
Yeah. Is it gross?
I don't mind it.
I don't like it.
I like blue cheese better. Okay. If we're going to go creamy.
It's classier.
I don't eat that either.
You don't like creamy dressings?
I don't eat really any dressings, but ranch
dressings.
Ranch makes me nauseous.
Ranch, just the look of it.
Whiteness of it.
I have a friend that she used to dip her pizza in it, and I'm like,
yeah, a lot of people like
they
that.
Do that in
don't
Kansas
do that.
A lot.
I'll fucking
that's
kill
gross.
You.
Why do you have to dip your pizza in anything? Dip it in
thank
your
you.
Mouth. Dip
thank
it in
you.
Your
yes.
mouth and shut up.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Choke on ranch.
Choke on
that's
your
shit. That's what I want you to do. I don't like that.
Yeah,
I have Rick put his balls in there because
yeah.
I saw that.
Get it all over there.
And that
it was exciting. It felt good, and then maybe 4 years ago, there's someone in the audience, and I started crowd working him, and I go, what do you do? And the guy's like, I worked at a restaurant you used to work at.
Oh, my
and I
God.
Go, really? What restaurant? He's like, Islands of Manhattan Beach. I go, holy shit, that's crazy. Do you know what I was known for there? And he's like, putting your nuts in the ranch dressing. I'm like, yep.
Do they have a picture of you in that restaurant
They just have his balls. Like, you know how you make the clay? They left it.
Yeah,
like,
smart.
They have a, you know, mold what I mean? Of a your
mold.
God, so. They
hang it by the ranch
well,
just
then
to, as
you
a
know,
good reminder.
Accomplish something.
Yeah, I'm known. I'm known in various parts of Los Angeles.
Known. But just your ball sack.
Yeah.
They split them and made ball earrings with ranch. These are Ricky's earrings.
A little white on the tips.
When you're a bad employee, they make you wear Rick earrings. Just show your balls.
Yeah. Yeah. You talk back to a customer, you put these Rick
terrible
ball
job.
Earrings on.
I've never been fired, I don't think.
I got fired from Chili's in Torrance for table of all black people. They kept calling. They just called me white boy. That's just what they kept saying. Hey, white boy. And then
was
tell
that
me
offensive?
Whatever they need. It was just obnoxious.
Yeah.
And so it'd be like they'd request something and I'd go and get it and then I'd come back and they'd be like, white boy, I need you to get me this now. And it's just very clear
that they were just doing that.
They were just doing it because they all thought it was funny or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Was it funny?
I mean, if it was someone else, probably.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But
that's
since
right.
it was me,
a
I'm
different
like,
white boy
yeah,
been hilarious.
I was like, fuck this guy. I go, hey, can I get you black guys anything else? Ooh. And the guy was like, what'd you say? I go, oh, I'm sorry, black men. Can I get you black men anything else? He's like, I want to talk to your manager. I go, what do you want me to get, the white manager or the black manager?
Oh, my God, hilarious.
And then.
What did they want, the white or the black?
They wanted the black guy.
Naturally.
And then,
okay,
so then I went in the back. I'm like, hey, you got to go talk to table 54. He was like, why? I'm like, well, they kept calling me white boy. And so then I started saying black guys in a very aggressive tone. And he was like, what? I'm like, yeah, he kept calling me white boy. So I said, hey, black guys. And he's like, you can't say that. I go, well, I said that. So you need to go talk to 54.
Well, that's what I said. That's
the name of Ricky's special, 54.
Oh, table 54. Table 54. Yeah. You have to go talk to table 54. Talk to table 54.
And yeah, so then they let me go. And then
they let you go
that
which
night.
Is very nice.
My buddy Eli got fired like 3 days later.
Eli. For the same thing, be hilarious.
No, I think one of the managers said something to him, or one of the assistant managers was trying to, you know, give him shit about something. And Eli only got the job
Eli's
working
very
there
nice.
Because
yeah.
I worked there, and so it was like it was fun. He had worked at a Chili's before, so he didn't have to go through the process of learning to be a waiter.
Yeah.
And so it was just an extra job for him. And so the manager was like, you need to go do this and this. And he's like, I'm not doing that. He's like, yeah, you are. And he like took his shorts off, took his apron off, then took his shorts off, then took his Chili shirt off and just put it all on a table in front of all the customers. Just walked out
in
his boxers. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
He was
why
like,
did
no,
he take his shorts off?
He's
were they
so
also
cute.
A part of Chili's?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a full uniform.
Yeah, full uniform.
I've only worn like tops. Like
just really nice khaki shorts.
Did you have to wear flare? Always funny.
I don't think
remember
we had flare.
Flare.
Yes. That was a TGI Fridays
yes.
thing. That was
or
the
a Bennigan's. Bennigan's, remember
Bennigan's?
Bennigan's
did that? No, I never worked at these places.
I didn't
I worked
either.
At Houlihan's in Chili.
I worked, but not a chain place. I just always worked like independent.
The place that gave me the most anxiety was the Top of Center Square in Philadelphia. And it's a real upscale, like high-end restaurant. And they had so many fucking rules. I was like, jeez. I mean, everything had
everything.
To be like clean, like to the nines you had to look. And I was like, what the? Oh, Rick, you have to go on? All right. Somebody must not have showed up. Very exciting. Rick's going on a little early. Doesn't matter. We got rid of him. we'll talk about his ranch balls now.
Ranch balls.
But yeah, I remember being so anxiety ridden over the fact that I was going to mess up even something as simple as putting ice on the table, like in the cups.
Was
you know
that
what I mean?
Like strict?
It was that strict.
That's ridiculous.
So I quit that job rather quickly, but I've never been fired.
I think I've only been fired once, but that's because I was sleeping with I was dating a guy and then we broke up and then we were still sort of sleeping together, but then he was also sleeping with the manager who I remember at that time was older and married, and I was like, you're fucking her? And I was and I think she sensed that I was going to cause trouble, so I got fired with someone else for like a technicality that ever. It was the dumbest thing. Like I think I screamed at him like, you're firing me because you're fucking my ex, and she had nothing to say to that. Like, it was really,
she was like, yeah, but I can't write that on the paper.
And then I said something really cruel to her, because at that time, and now looking back, I'm sure this is karma, but I was like, well, this is why you can't have children.
What?
I know. I was
like
in my 20s.
You
Well, she was trying. She adopted. She couldn't have children. And I got really angry. I was like, well, I think I meant it more like you're cheating on your husband. Right. That's why you can't have children. I wasn't like you did a horrible thing, but I was, you know what I mean? And then, of course, I felt really bad about saying that, but I'm not going to apologize to her. No. She tried to apologize to me at like a mutual friend's wedding later. And I was like, you're a terrible person. Like, I've already forgotten it because you're not worth me remembering. Well,
a terrible person's a terrible person. And sometimes you do reach into the darkest, deepest back
pocket.
That,
it brings that out in you because you,
To say something horrible. I've said horrible things to people. I'm positive, mostly on stage. As you should. You should always shut somebody down. I've gotten looks like, oh my God, are you real? Like,
bitch.
You hit a sore spot.
Yeah, there you go.
Have you ever gotten angry on stage at anyone? Like, Wait, do you have anger issues?
No.
Okay. Yeah, because you seem a little bit like I've actually nearly blacked out and gone after somebody.
Really? Oh my God. No, that's never happened to me. I lost it once at the Laugh Factory. And I caught myself in the middle of losing it because you know when you're losing it, and you're like, oh my God, you're losing it. You're losing it.
That's why you can't have children.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, what? You're like losing it. Yeah, I snapped at someone. It turned out they were the employees, which only made it worse. They were talking during my entire set upstairs, and they kept interrupting it. You know, and they kept it, and I kept.
And they were employees.
Yes, I didn't know that.
That's fucking.
And I was
terrible, yelling,
and I kept saying, "I go, hey, what's going on up there? Like, if you have something to say, say it." I had already been there like all night. It was like 1 a.m. They didn't say anything. You know when you're ready for a fight and no one's giving you the fight? Well, that's what's happening. I was like, do you have something to say? Because say it. And then
say
they were
it,
quiet.
Motherfucker.
I'm like,
yeah.
So now you're being quiet? So it was at the end of my set. They had, again, just kept talking. It was very bizarre. So at the end of my set, I thanked everyone for staying because the people on the ground were very, you know, great. And
not in the mezzanine.
Yes, they were great. And I said, thank you guys for being a supportive audience and sticking with me. And then this is when I snapped. And I look up. I go, and you... fuckers. I go, like it just shot out of my mouth. I go, please tell me. I didn't know that this time that they had worked there at the time. I go, please tell me where you work. So Monday morning, I can come to your office, stand over your fucking shoulder and just meow in your ear the whole time you're trying to do work. And as that's happening, my brain's like, you're losing it. You're losing it. Calm down.
I can see you.
And then I stopped and I was like, so I can't get off stage like that. So then I did like a wire hanger abortion joke.
There you go.
And I got off and I was shaking. I remember shaking. And
like,
I was like,
so angry.
I just wanted to cry because, you know, because girls, I don't know if people know that when we get so angry, crying is like, it was what happens. Even though we don't want to cry, that you just start to cry. And it makes you more angry that you're crying. Tears or water is coming out of your eyes. And you're like, God damn it. Like, my power.
Comics are guilty of that shit. Like talking during sets and it's bad. And it was happening last night at the Improv. And it really upset me. And like I wasn't on stage, but I was just like, what? Like, shh. You know, I feel like a school teacher.
Take it outside. I've done that joke. Take it outside.
Like, what are you doing? And then as I was like about to go up and tap them and be like, hey, guys, they're right there. Like, we're in the lab. It's smaller.
Yes.
So if you're at the bar talking, that's all you hear. And so as I was about to walk it closer, the comic was like, hey, shut the fuck up over there, comics. We can hear you. And I was like, oh. And they all just looked like mortified, like they couldn't believe we were that loud. And I was just like, get out. Go outside. But the Laugh Factory, I lost it there once. It was, somebody said to me, what's her name? Dinah? I forget. The dark hair girl. I can't think of her last name. She's a really nice girl. But she has seen me perform a million times. And it was a showcase. It was all girls. I want to say it was maybe for that Jenny McCarthy
thing. I was there for that.
At the Laugh. Remember how long it was?
Yes, and Eliza ran the light, and I went up after her.
Eliza ran the light?
I was very angry.
And Leslie Jones ran the light.
Yes.
And then I remember Eliza going over and talking to them, hey, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Which was totally fine. They knew her. I get it. But there was a lot of us.
There was a lot
of us. Eliza did... If we were all doing, let's just say, 7 minutes...
She did
Eliza
20.
Did 12.
Yeah, she did a lot.
No. Leslie did 25.
Oh, no, she didn't. For
Leslie
real.
Jones did 25, and I was pissed.
That's not okay.
And I mean, I remember Eliza running the light, but Leslie really ran the light.
That's
like,
not okay.
You know, whatever. And I was like, fuck. And I was so pissed. And I finally went on. I think Lori Kilmartin had to go on after Leslie.
Ugh.
And so she ate it a little bit. Morgan Murphy left.
I know. I saw Morgan leave. Yes.
And it was like one of those nights where I was like, fuck. And I finally went on and I was so pissed. And this girl came running up. She goes, I've never seen you that angry. I go, because you don't know me. Yeah. And I laughed. I was so angry. You don't know me, bitch.
That's, I mean, it's terrible. It's terrible when those emotions, but we all have those stories and it's like, there's so many times that I should have just left and you think, oh my God, I have, yeah, to, I have to stay because this could change everything. It can change nothing. Like, I don't
nothing's
know why.
Nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to change.
If you're going to do something, you're going to make it happen. It's
Stand up for yourself.
Yes. Stand up for yourself and say, that's it, I'm done. And I've done that. The last month I left after they pushed my time. It's like a month ago. And then they were already 45 minutes behind, which means I wouldn't even get on stage until like 12:40. And you know what? I'm not in my 20s anymore. I also just did 3 spots here at the Comedy Store. I was done.
Yeah.
I was like, done. I said, I go, you know what? I'm going to go. And they were like, what? I go, I'm not saying this to be like, I'm better. I don't need the spot. I don't need to do the spot at 12:45 for whoever's left. I just don't. And I'm exhausted and I'm
and
old.
They're
and
exhausted.
Yeah, we're all exhausted.
It's ego. It's like an ego fight out or whatever the fuck. And it's
20 years
ridiculous.
Ago. Of course I would have stayed. 15 years ago, I would have stayed and been like, I got to get the spot. And I got it. Like, there's no need for me.
I no longer, I'm with you. I no longer do it. And I have zero to back it up and I don't care. No, you know what I mean.
Fuck
this. I'm not standing for this. Anyways, Josh, what are we at? That's our.
You're about an over an hour right now.
Oh, okay. Right. Calm the fuck down.
Jesus.
You gotta get so angry.
I didn't even mention the Sandy Danto thing.
What? Oh, we're going to run it last. Not now.
Okay.
Why are we putting it in today? Because this doesn't come out today. We can have this conversation off air. Now look what you did, Josh.
Well, that's all right. I can edit this out.
It's uncomfortable.
You see what happens when mommy and daddy fight?
It's really
look at my young man in there, huh? Yeah. Delicious. Okay. He waves to you, too.
He waves like, hey.
Hi, I'm her victim. sorry. No, Sandy Danto's starting a podcast.
Oh.
But we're going to run a commercial on the one that comes out the week before, not this one. So people don't give a shit.
No.
But I think people for listening because we do have some good listeners.
I love it.
They
love
you for having
listening.
Me on. I'm so happy you came on.
Yeah.
Do you have social media? Anything you want to plug?
Jody Miller Comic. Jody Miller Comic. It's all one word. JodiMiller Comic. That's all my social media. My comedy, my website, which is a little out of date right now, is Jody Miller Comedy. But I do have my tour dates on there. I am touring a little bit now because we're on hiatus.
Yeah.
But I am in town a lot. And
are you still teaching?
No, because of the show. I'm still coaching privately with
coaching.
Yeah, I'm still coaching by referral. Or
yeah, because I always refer.
Yeah, so
you
somebody,
or
yes,
Adam Barnhart.
Yes,
or
thank
two,
you. Yeah, like, somebody. Yes, says you know Eleanor told me to you know reach out to you. So I still do that when I can on the weekends and yeah, watch Funny You Should Ask. I just shot Caroline Ray's new show, Caroline and Friends. So that'll be
Judy
out.
Gold just did that.
Yeah,
she was on last week.
Yeah, I shot it yesterday. So
cool.
I shot 5 episodes that premieres in July.
What's Caroline Ray's show?
It's on the Game Show Network. It's called Caroline and Friends. It's a little bit like America's Funniest Videos. It was fun. Just looking at videos.
Okay.
And, you know.
Just having fun.
Just being fun.
I love that.
Yeah, it was
That's
really
great.
Nice. It was nice. So yeah, I'm around and come to the Comedy Store because I'm
always
here the
at
most.
The Comedy Store. Woo-hoo.
Check out Stand Up When. It's once a month. Go
at
to
the Improv.
Yeah, at the Improv Lab. It's super fun. Eleanor's going to be back on. So
I can't wait
see it.
Because we do look good in different eras.
We do. I have a lot of costumes now, so I can do a lot of cosplay. I'm very excited about that.
I bet that young man likes it.
Hey, put on 32 BC.
Seriously, I gotta see you in that fucking toga. Wait, no. Go Bethlehem. I wanna see fucking Bethlehem. Bethlehem was actually one of my best looks because I got extra long extensions that came down to like my waist. So I kind of was like, this is kind of a good look.
I like it. Sexy. Woohoo. all right. So, and Jody Miller. .com and whatever.
JodyMillerComedy.com.
Comedy.com.
And Jody Miller Comic is my Insta, Twitter, all that stuff.
Insta, Twitter,
guys.
It's her gram. She's on the gram.
I do the gram and I do the gram stories.
So sexy, gram stories.
They look really sexy.
All right. Well, you're amazing.
You're amazing.
And thank you so much for being on.
Thank you.
I am. Where am I, Josh? I don't even know. I'm on the road with Dice, a bunch of East Coast dates. So go to his website, Andrew Dice Clay, because I didn't bother to put him on mine because I'm lazy.
There you go.
I'm featuring for him, but in July 17th, I will be in Reno for the week at the Laugh Factory headlining. So if anybody's in Reno, come hang out at the Laugh Factory. I'll be there. And Ricky is always here at the Comedy Store. So come by, support live comedy. Maybe he'll be on Stand Up When. It'll be exciting to see him with his long, weird hair. Josh?
Yeah, you can find me around. You can find me around Los Angeles for the Frosty Hiding Frank Warren radio show, giving away stickers and all kinds of cool stuff. And also check out Civilianization. It's a veterans podcast for veterans by veterans, and it helps people figure out why we're fucked up. And it's good stuff. So please check that out. Josh96 O'Brien. All right.
Thank you, Josh, for all your hard work.
Oh, well, thanks, baby cake.
Thanks, Josh.
Baby cake. Baby cakes. Oh, boy. All right.